בחינות הבגרות באנגלית לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון A, Module E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be broadcast twice. And now, the first broadcast. ועתה ההשמעה הראשונה.
Hello listeners, and welcome to today's program, Business Matters. I'm Sally Williams, and I'm joined by our expert on the food industry, Jeff Burton. Today we're looking at a new food product that has recently begun appearing in supermarkets, cafes, and restaurants. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Sally.
Can you tell us something about this new product?
Yes, of course. In the past few years, several new food companies have been making meatless burgers. That is, burgers that look like meat and taste very much like meat, but have no meat in them. They are made only from vegetables. This product has been extremely difficult to develop. It took many years of research and huge sums of money before the companies finally managed to produce a burger they could sell in the shops. Maybe that's why one of the companies making these burgers is called Impossible Foods.
But aren't meatless burgers the same as the vegetarian ones that have been around for almost 40 years?
Oh no, they're very different. Vegetarian burgers taste like vegetables and are eaten mainly by vegetarians. The new burgers, on the other hand, are made for meat eaters. The idea is that you should not be able to tell the difference between them and the burgers actually made from meat.
So why not just eat the ones made from meat?
Because more and more people want to eat less meat. First of all, many of them are concerned about the amount of land and water needed to raise cows. You see, producing a kilo of meat requires twice as much water and 100 times more land than producing a kilo of vegetables. So a lot of water will be saved and a lot less land will be used if farmers who raise cows start growing vegetables instead. And that's very important because the world's population is constantly increasing. And soon we won't have all the land and water we'll need to provide meat for everyone.
Yes, I can see that. These are good reasons to eat less meat. And I imagine there are also people who are concerned about their health.
Yes, you're right. Many people do expect a burger made from vegetables to be healthier than one made from meat. But eating a meatless burger is not the same as having a plate of fresh broccoli or a salad. The vegetables go through a lot of chemical processes before they look and taste like meat, and processed foods are generally not very healthy. However, these new burgers are no worse for you than burgers made from processed meat, and they are cheaper. So the food companies believe that they'll become very popular if they taste the same as meat.
And what do they taste like? Have you tried them?
Yes, I've tried several different types. They don't taste exactly like meat, but the companies are doing a lot of scientific research to try to improve their taste. Some of the research is paid for by various international organizations. One of these, for example, is the Good Food Institute, whose goal is to help food companies replace meat with vegetables in as many products as possible. And thanks to such efforts, we're already seeing an increasing number of meatless meat products in our shops and restaurants.
Well, this certainly gives people more options to choose from. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thank you, Jeff, for coming to the studio. And goodbye to our listeners.
זו הייתה השמעה הראשונה. נשמיע את הקמת צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה ההשמעה השנייה.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to today's program, Business Matters. I'm Sally Williams, and I'm joined by our expert on the food industry, Jeff Burton. Today, we're looking at a new food product that has recently begun appearing in supermarkets, cafes, and restaurants. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Sally.
Can you tell us something about this new product?
Yes, of course. In the past few years, several new food companies have been making meatless burgers. That is, burgers that look like meat and taste very much like meat, but have no meat in them. They are made only from vegetables. This product has been extremely difficult to develop. It took many years of research and huge sums of money before the companies finally managed to produce a burger they could sell in the shops. Maybe that's why one of the companies making these burgers is called Impossible Foods.
But aren't meatless burgers the same as the vegetarian ones that have been around for almost 40 years?
Oh no, they're very different. Vegetarian burgers taste like vegetables and are eaten mainly by vegetarians. The new burgers, on the other hand, are made for meat eaters. The idea is that you should not be able to tell the difference between them and the burgers actually made from meat.
So why not just eat the ones made from meat?
Because more and more people want to eat less meat. First of all, many of them are concerned about the amount of land and water needed to raise cows. You see, producing a kilo of meat requires twice as much water and 100 times more land than producing a kilo of vegetables. So a lot of water will be saved and a lot less land will be used if farmers who raise cows start growing vegetables instead. And that's very important because the world's population is constantly increasing. And soon we won't have all the land and water we'll need to provide meat for everyone.
Yes, I can see that. These are good reasons to eat less meat. And I imagine there are also people who are concerned about their health.
Yes, you're right. Many people do expect a burger made from vegetables to be healthier than one made from meat. But eating a meatless burger is not the same as having a plate of fresh broccoli or a salad. The vegetables go through a lot of chemical processes before they look and taste like meat. And processed foods are generally not very healthy. However, these new burgers are no worse for you than burgers made from processed meat, and they are cheaper. So the food companies believe that they'll become very popular if they taste the same as meat.
And what do they taste like? Have you tried them?
Yes, I've tried several different types. They don't taste exactly like meat, but the companies are doing a lot of scientific research to try to improve their taste. Some of the research is paid for by various international organizations. One of these, for example, is the Good Food Institute, whose goal is to help food companies replace meat with vegetables in as many products as possible. And thanks to such efforts, we're already seeing an increasing number of meatless meat products in our shops and restaurants.
Well, this certainly gives people more options to choose from. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thank you, Jeff, for coming to the studio. And goodbye to our listeners.
זו הייתה ההשמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו. ואחר כך, המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.